You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Regions SVP, Joe Irwin. And he's the SVP of Special Assets. He's the team leader in Special Assets SVP for South Florida, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. So you've got a real big perspective. We're talking about special assets, that stuff the bank takes back in foreclosure, or hopefully and preferably works out to retain the borrower and the live file. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be back.
All right. Now, we talked a little bit about special assets. We discussed a little bit about what they were. We talked a little bit about how there aren't as much special assets. And the thing that we emphasized was that your team's desire is to work with the borrower and keep them with the bank. Now, let's talk about the borrowers. What do you see happening here as far as borrowing in both real estate, and we'll call it the fancy term you bankers use, C&I, that just means regular loans. What do you see happening?
Well, we're obviously looking to grow our bank. We're active in the market right now in commercial real estate. We're doing some condominium projects. We're doing some shopping centers. We're seeing retail take off here lately. So that part of the market's very good. We're very active in larger credits, C&I lending. We're growing our book there, so we're very happy about that. And the other area that we're focusing on is the smaller businesses, our business banking book. We have a concerted effort to really grow that book of business. We're hiring people in the market, and we're growing that book as well. So it's not easy. There's a lot of competition out there, especially from some of our competitors and community banks. But overall, we're doing excellent in that area, and we have some top-notch people working for us. We're doing some SBA lending, which has been very successful. So all in all, the bank is doing excellent, and we're really excited about the momentum that we have going into the second half of the year.
Now, you talked about some real estate loans, and that's where I make my bread and butter. Banks have been very competitive with life companies, and especially kicking the booty on the CMBS, not necessarily on proceeds, but in the everything else category. And you know, I hadn't thought of this. You're the reason that they want to do a bank loan rather than a CMBS deal. Because if the CMBS deal goes south, the special servicer, they're all about the fees and putting it to the borrower versus a bank where I got somebody to talk to. I guess that's what the guy was talking about on the call earlier. He was more about a CMBS situation. We always recommend people go with the bank so they have somebody to talk to.
Well, we appreciate that recommendation because it's true. You know, if you need a modification or if you need a little bit of help, you need to be able to pick up the phone and call your banker. And when you try and reach somebody in the CMBS market, it's not always that easy. They may not even be in the market. They may be out of state. And our experience is you can pick up the phone, call your banker, come in and see us, and you have a face. There's a face of the bank. You're not just dealing with a 1-800 number, which I think is important, and customers appreciate that.
Well, beyond that, you can make what I would call a business decision rather than a contractually defined resolution. You can come up with something creative. You can say, hey, maybe we'll give you a little extra proceeds. We'll string you out. Maybe a couple of months of IO. Looks like you have a big sale coming in. Oh, I see that's for real. The guy's got great credit. He's been in the... Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you credit for that. That'll pay you off. Yes, we'll extend you. I mean, that versus a CMBS where you call and there's nobody there.
Yeah, CMBS, you basically get a 10-year loan. You lock in your rate, and that's it. And then if you don't make your payments, things are going to happen. But if things happen, you need a little modification, it's certainly a lot easier to come in and deal with a commercial bank.
And you said 10-year money. Now, I made a deal a few years ago. We got a 5-year deal with a 5-year extension from 3 banks, and one bank went long for 10-year money. Now the banks are going long on 10-year money. It's like, you know, an old man like me, that was like almost unheard of, but it sounds to me like they really are addressing this opportunity in the market.
Well, it is, and there is some risk to it because traditionally commercial banks, their cost of funds is short-term. It's the CDs and the checking accounts that people keep with us, so we got to be careful there. We don't want to repeat some of the mistakes that were made in the past.
Mismatching your liabilities?
Absolutely. But, you know, we do create pools of money and from time to time, and for the right situation and for the right customer and the right product type, we will go longer term on the on the tenure of the loan.
Now, Joe, you asked me before we started how I got the radio show. And it was really cute. I'll give a high five to Ron Mann. Ron Mann was promoting the radio station. He invited me on. He said, Jim, we're going to talk about real estate. And this was 6 years ago. September will be the 6th-year anniversary. Stay tuned. Our September 10th show is going to be awesome. And I said, okay, great. He goes, well, let's talk about the condo market. And I said, okay, which one of the exploding cigars do you want to talk about first? And the reason they were exploding cigars is because the condo associations were poorly capitalized. They were missing payments on their common areas stuff, cable TV, electric, and such and such. How, with condo lending that you guys are involved with today, what is different from before the from the last cycle to this cycle? I mean, condo deposits, yes, but what else are you guys looking at?
Well, probably the biggest thing is we have real buyers. In the last cycle, you had a lot of speculation, okay? Now you have real buyers with real deposits. A lot of cases, they're 30, 40, 50% deposits. Not saying they wouldn't walk, but it would certainly take a big meltdown to walk from a 50% deposit. And we also see a lot of cash buyers in the market. Quite frankly, our biggest competition in our mortgage, to our mortgage business, is cash. There's a lot of cash in the market right now. And I think that's the biggest difference is these are real buyers. You don't have the level of speculation that you had back in the last cycle.
I know you got a lot of notes there, Joe, but I got questions just off the top of my head. I hope you don't mind.
No.
They all follow from what you were talking about. You talked earlier about that you're looking at doing more retail. And I personally believe that retail is a place to be right now if you're a banker because you got credit and you've got usually an experienced developer. And if not, you can pretty easily determine what's going to happen, because if it's inexperienced, the guy's probably just doing one tenant because he's got the land and the tenant came to him. So I've been doing a lot of Walmart deals. We're involved with the Walmart out on Broward Boulevard, 995. You can call me afterwards.
Absolutely. Sounds like a new loan opportunity for
there
us.
There you go. Well, you better hurry. But then high five to the guys on my team that are placing that loan. But what do you look for in a retail deal? Is it location? Is it sponsorship? Is it pre-leasing? Will you do a spec?
Well, it's really all the above. I mean, location is location in real estate. I mean, you got to have the location, obviously. The second thing is you need to have a good credit tenant. Obviously, Walgreens is a solid credit tenant, very good company. And equity. You know, we need to have some skin in the game.
Real equity? Wait a minute here.
Real equity. Real cash equity. Believe it or not, commercial banks are looking for real cash equity.
Also, deposits, relationships, you're really looking to be somebody's global solution, I guess would be a good way to say it.
We really are. I mean, at Regions Bank, we have what's called Regions 360. We try to provide consultative services to our customers and not just sell them a product. We try to listen to them, understand what their needs are, and make sure we bring in the right professionals that can help them with their financial needs.
Well, now, you've got a client in there. You want to help them with their financial needs. You're giving them a global 360 solution. We talked about retail. We talked about condos. To me, the biggest unmet need in South Florida is the 50 to 100,000 square foot office building by where people want to live. I call it, you know, Mike Fay was on. He called it the theory of the donuts, how we're going to have all these little, I call them city states. Everything will be vertically integrated. The thing that's missing and it's hardest to capitalize is office. Everybody wants all this pre-leasing. I guess as a banker, that's what you're going to want, huh?
Well, it really is. I mean, that's one of the fundamentals. You want to make sure that we want to make sure that there's limited risk in the deal. Look, every loan has risk to it. OK, it just comes with the business. It's the nature of the beast. But to the extent we can mitigate the risk through pre-leasing, solid tenants, longer-term leases, make sure there's adequate tenant improvements and funds set aside for leasing commissions, I mean, that's really what we underwrite to.
And now, and we talked about pre-leasing, and one of the things that may be able to help mitigate risk would be equity. See, what I'm finding is a lot of people go, well, guarantee in a bank loan and blah, 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 and I go, hey, put in enough equity and a bank's going to start listening about burn-offs, pre-leasing. You know, I always look at it as kind of like a box, like an equalizer, the old equalizer you used to have in the car where you push one button down, you got to push another button up. So if somebody can get something where it equalizes, it makes sense. Is that kind of the way you look at it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's risk and return, and you can only stretch the balloon so much. So, you know, to the extent that you're asking for non-recourse and long-term financing and no equity, again, you know, the balloon's eventually going to pop. So we try to be conservative, but yet aggressive enough to where we get our fair share of business.
Well, you know, Joe, we've only got about a minute and a half left. We talked about the regional president, the guy who makes the show go. We talked about special assets. You've got loan officers across the town, the state. You know, you're all the way up to South Carolina yourself. How do people get a deal started with Regions? Who do they call and how do they find them?
Well, the first thing they should do is talk to their local banker. Feel free to drop in any of our branches here in South Florida. Regions Bank is a super regional bank. We're in 16 states. But here in South Florida, in Miami, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, we have a vast banking network. Drop in, talk to your local branch manager, talk to your local banker, and we'll make sure that we get you in touch with the right people.
Joe Irwin, SVP of Regions Bank, repping the whole team because he's the team leader here in South Florida. Thanks so much for joining us again, Joe. You're always great to have on the show. We'll get some more Regions folks on with you next time even. Bring some friends next time. Joe, so thanks again so much for being on the show today.
Thanks again, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate that. Time's going by really fast, and I hope I can do it again.
Oh, we'll get you on. We'll schedule you. We'll have our team schedule you again for real soon. D, my gosh. I've run out of things to say, so I guess it's time to take it away. We'll be back after the break. We'll be here with the incoming CCIM president, Steve Marrera, for the entire U.S., and hopefully Frank Rodriguez, the local CCIM president, will join us as well. Hear about real estate, local to national, right after this.